time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, 7:40, good morning. Lots of sunshine to kick off the day today, and it's Friday, which means it's Interesting Islander Day, and we're pumped to have one of your pals with us here right now, Jill.
It's true. I'm pumped to have my pal here, Kirsten Lund, who welcome, Kirsten.
Thanks.
Kirsten has been a friend of mine for several years, and I feel that many people across the island know Kirsten. She is one of the best networkers and connectors of people and needs and services just that I've ever met. Mm-hmm. She has, as we were just joking, a very, very impressive resume. Kirsten was a lawyer and is now very well known for the mediation and conflict resolution training that she provides. And she is just a dear friend to me. She is someone I admire, and I feel that when Kirsten Lund believes in you, that you believe in you too. And lucky for many of us, Kirsten believes in us. So welcome, Kirsten. Tell us a little bit about you.
Thanks, Jill. Do you remember when we met?
I do.
Do you remember where we met?
We met at the Delta.
We met in the bathroom.
That's right.
The Delta. Jill said to me as I came out of the bathroom, I just feel like we're meant to be friends. I was like, okay.
That's a Jill thing.
And then we were.
But it didn't, like, just give a little more background so they don't just think, like, we crossed paths in the bathroom and we had no conversation other than me, like, I feel like we're meant to be friends.
Jill's just hanging out around bathrooms looking to make friends. That's a little weird.
We spoke.
Yeah, we did.
Right?
We did.
So yeah. There's more to that.
We were actually sitting at the table together. We were there for the Canadian Mental Health, PEI, Association Canadian Mental
right.
Health show, I think. Stephen Page?
Was it Stephen Page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're thinking of the musician and I'm thinking of the comedian.
Right.
Yeah. Or I guess he's a musician as well.
Yes, we were there for that and we got to know one another and regardless, I was right. We did become friends. Hopefully you didn't feel forced to do that. This plays into the hopefully devoted. Yes. I sang wrong lyrics yesterday. So tell us a bit about you, Kirsten.
So I am a mediator.
Yes.
I teach conflict resolution collaboration skills. I perform improv with you and other hilarious people.
I write fiction.
So I have a lot of creative partners and you're one of them. And other improv players. Patty Larson's always been a big creative partner of mine. She and I have so Patty's just finished her 200th title.
Incredible.
You should have her here as your interesting islander.
We will.
And I don't think she even counts the one that we wrote together.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
She might. She might. I don't know. But anyway, So the year before I turned 50, I made a list of things that I wanted to do that year so that I could actually look forward to the year. And one of them was publish a novel. And I have another novel that I wrote, and I've been just editing it for a really long time, 14 years.
It's a process.
There's not going to be a mistake in that book.
Oh, my God. And so I thought, well, how will I do this? I'll ask Patty to write it with me. So I have a cozy mystery, a fractured fairy tale cozy mystery co-written with Patty, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Incredible. And where do you live on the island?
I live in Stratford, right around the corner from Scott.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you ever see Scott out doing yard work or anything like that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, right on. That's
always gardening, always.
Exactly what we thought here. Anyways, proud resident of Stratford.
Proud resident and a mom of two.
Yeah, I have two boys, Bobby and Eddie. We were just reminiscing, Scott and I, about Bobby being here as the weather kid on International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay, that's a fun day to come in as a weather kid.
Yeah.
Arr.
So he was the hot weather kid and had to do it in a pirate accent.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he stepped right up.
He did fine. fine.
He did. Incredible. Incredible. All right. Well, Kirsten, it's a big honor to have you in here today. You're going to hang out with us for a little bit, and we're gonna chat a little bit more, maybe about your days as a DJ. That part interests me immensely.
Wasn't on the resume, but
we'll chat about that.
All right.
It's coming up.
Sounds good.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections, brought to you by ADL, the Ocean 100 Morning.
Money down. Hurry, they're going quick. Yee-haw! Summerside Toyota. Wrangle up yours today.
Mainly sunny today, some wind gusts up to 50 by noon and a high of 9. Tonight we've got a chance of showers. The wind will continue and it's going to be 12 degrees by morning. Tomorrow, showers and wind, a high of 14, although there is a special weather statement in effect in that we will see some heavy rainfall and strong winds throughout Saturday evening. Right now it is 1 degree in Charlottetown, 1 degree in Summerside for Ocean 100.
Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts today. 36% of people under 35 say this is outdated and should be canceled. 902-368-1720 is the number to text with your answer. We'll make the draw coming up a little over 10 minutes from now. And we'll find out who wins a $100 Robin's gift card. More with Kirsten Lund, our interesting Islander, coming up next. Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer. It's Ocean 100, 754. Good morning and welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you. Oh, look at that sunshine. What a great way to start the day as we're getting pumped for a weekend. Kirsten Lund is here. She is our interesting Islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Thank you for being here today.
I'm excited to be here.
This is fun. And you guys are getting ready for a show tonight, right?
We are getting ready for our side hustle show tonight at the Guild. That hopefully we'll chat about.
We'll chat about it in depth here in just a few. But we have talked about, who the funniest person is in Side Hustle.
Oh.
You want to cut us in on who the funniest person is?
Well, we were just talking about, we all have our own things. And I don't know that there is someone who's funnier. Perfect. I think it just depends on, who's watching.
And I guess that's a great answer.
I would say yes. I think that everyone has moments to shine because we are a team. Like that's what we want to do. Collaborative humor. But Doris, I do find Doris McPhee probably the most unpredictable.
I think Doris is pretty predictable. I don't think there's been a single show where I haven't been lying on the floor. And I don't think there's a single show where Doris hasn't been sitting on someone's lap or humping someone.
Okay, right on. So side hustle
tonight.
People are going to be like, wow, this is not what I thought it was at all.
Have we mentioned it's a Toys for Tots fundraiser?
All right. Okay. So obviously we're an unpredictable group. And we were talking about your resume earlier, Kirsten, and you were a lawyer. You have years and years of conflict resolution, mediation. You are the CEO of Collaboration School. And we're going to ask more about that. But as Darcy mentioned, prior to all that, You had some experiences here at local businesses, restaurants, bars, etc. So maybe you can tell us about your humble beginnings, or maybe your start. What really first led you to the spotlight? Your DJing job at Chevy's.
Yeah. I love it.
I've been thinking about that, not Chevy's in particular, but like working in restaurants and bars, because my son is in Jasper, Bobby is in Jasper, and he's got his first job as a bartender, and I loved those jobs. I loved working in bars and restaurants. I loved serving. It was just really fun. I'm an extrovert, so and I'm one of those Islanders that would love those pins that say "Ask me, I'm from here" to come back. But yeah, I did. I worked at Chevy's. So that was very fun. I loved the dancing. I was a server. And then I got to be a DJ as well.
Okay.
Although it was very, I actually did. So I was in my undergrad. I was doing my, my undergrad was anthropology, and I was doing an ethnography. I had to do an ethnography, which is like a cultural study. And I picked Chevy's, and I did a revisiting of a very famous ethnography called The Cocktail Waitress. And it was about sexism in a cocktail bar. So I did a study of Chevy's, and it was really fascinating to me. The DJ booth, very much male dominated. I actually had to fight to get in there. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What would your playlist consist of? Just quick, like fave.
Well,
top.
I mean, it was 50s and 60s.
Yeah, a lot of Elvis.
Hand jive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Weren't a lot of options there.
I'm jealous of that, but you know what? You're here for the best part of our show.
Oh dear.
Which is the birthday celebration calendar. So okay. Buckle up for this, Kirsten, right. Because it's a pretty good time. Draw day today too. All right. So some people are winning some stuff, including a bridge pass. Tomorrow, Ian McCausland-Berg is celebrating from all of your community mental health coworkers in Summerside. On Sunday, Lucy Benoit is 45 from Darlene and Norman. Mike Arsenault is celebrating today. From Anne, the grandkids Emma, Evie, Gabriel, Chloe, and the pups Scout and Luna. Happy 73rd, Mike Arsenault. Rick West in Charlottetown is 77 today. Edward Charbel in Portage is 62. Linda Sharon in Stratford, 68. Xavier Stewart, happy birthday, sending love from your whole family. 8th birthday today for Xavier Stewart.
Also, we have Jeremy Gallant in Charlottetown is 34. Happy 31st birthday to Sarah McNeil in Kensington. And tomorrow, Cameron Toon having a birthday. That's from Mime. And Cameron in Summerside turning 16.
Tomorrow, Denise Arbing celebrating a birthday. Arlene Ramsey as well celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, love from your family. Linda DeRoche celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Elizabeth Slater, happy birthday to you from your husband, Brent. Also from Marigold and Ruby. Sunday, Nicholas Clough is turning 8. Happy birthday in advance, Nicholas. Love mom, dad, big sis Gabriella, fur baby Lily, and all your family and friends from PEI in Ottawa. Happy birthday to Nancy McClure. And Nancy is a member of Side Hustle, and she is one of the funniest women I know. Hope you have a great day, and we can't wait to perform with you tonight. Matt Redmond in Lake Bird celebrating 20 years. And finally, Marley.
Bridge, there is a wind warning advisory in effect. Good idea to check ahead if you are traveling. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Okay, thanks very much, Scott Chapman. Let's tidy up to RC's trivia for Robin's Donuts. 36% of people under 35 say that this is outdated and should be canceled. A lot of different varying guesses today, which I like. Telephone landlines was a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
The time change, also a popular one,
yes.
Today. But the one that I was looking for is marriage. Younger people not really as into the Institute of Marriage as before. Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting.
This is the answer to a trivia question.
It is.
Not necessarily.
Truth or fact.
Right.
Okay. Even though it was a survey that was conducted.
No, it was a survey. Yes, yes, yes. But not what we're saying. I don't want anyone to think we're coming out against marriage here.
No. That wasn't even close. No. Goodness. All right. So Pink Floyd tickets. The Australian Pink Floyd is coming to Credit Union Place.
Yep.
Next year, September, but it's a big show. Going to be lasers. Hey, I'm already excited for the lasers. Congratulations to Chloe McDonald. Had a correct answer this week. You get yourself a pair of tickets to that. The winning will continue next week with Australian Pink Floyd. Plus, we have another big announcement to make concert-wise coming up next week, too. And let's give away the Robin's gift card, $100 Robin's gift card going to Rachel Kays from Charlottetown. Congratulations, Rachel. You enjoy the $100 at Robin's. Buy a lot of their new flatbread pizza.
Yes.
Boom. There you go. We'll have more with Kirsten Lund coming up in just a couple of moments.
Okay. Sounds great.
The audio you're experiencing is that of the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware.
We're hot-blooded. I'm a little bit high.
Foreigner, Hot-Blooded, Ocean 100, 812. Good morning. Sunny start to your day today. Looking like a pretty good Friday. Going to be a wet and windy Saturday, though, with a special weather statement in effect. It is Friday, and that means that we have our interesting Islander in the house. Today, it's Kirsten Lund. Of course, our interesting Islander is powered by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
And, of course, Kirsten, as we have discussed, has had so many accomplishments, but she is the CEO of Collaboration School, and she has created a tool to help businesses, organizations manage conflict resolution. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? And then I'm going to have like a B and a C follow-up question.
Sure. So collaboration in a box is something that I probably had been thinking about for 15 years before I created it. I teach what I call needs-based conflict resolution, and the concept behind it is every single action that we take is about us trying to get our needs met, and there's only one reason why conflict exists. It's because needs aren't being met or they're being threatened. So I teach people how to figure out what the needs are of themselves and each other, but it's not as easy as it sounds. So this box of cards is me taking every single need that I've heard in 25 years of mediating interpersonal workplace conflict and boiling them down into a deck of cards, so it makes it easier for people to identify and articulate the needs.
And I think that it's fair to say conflict in general, conflict in a workplace or in a personal relationship, conflict can weigh very heavy on people and have great impacts on their overall experience at work or in their personal lives. You've experienced that in many places you've gone into?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It has an impact on productivity, on retention. I've had people tell me that they hadn't had a good night's sleep in 18 months. I've had people tell me that their marriage broke down as a result of the stress of workplace conflict. People tell me that walking in to work every day, they were getting ulcers. I had one person who named their ulcer after the person they had the conflict with.
Oh.
Some people who've had to have like dental work done because they were grinding their teeth at night because of the stress. I mean, we know that stress creates a lot of problems in the physical body, but of course, mental health as well, in terms of, you know, just even psychologically safe workplaces. Conflict is a huge deterrent, I suppose, to staying. It's one of the main reasons people leave jobs.
And I think when it comes to conflict, like you've said, that people don't like to face conflict, but it kind of all begins with a breakdown of trust or communication. You have a kind of a simple, straightforward way of explaining that. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So one of the things, and I there's a few key learnings, and this is one of my key learnings from the 28 or however many years I've been doing this, is that when trust breaks down, even in a small way, we tend to make negative assumptions about people's motivation. And then that will break down trust even more. And the next assumption we make is even more negative. That breaks down trust even more. And then it just snowballs to this place where we're villainizing people, and we'll make these very negative assumptions. Like I've had people make assumptions about, I've had someone say to me, she was very upset that the other person was holding the door open for her and smiling, and she's just trying to make herself look like she's the professional one and I'm the problem. Like, so something that would be very pleasant if you had a good relationship with someone, when we're villainizing them because of trust breaking down, it can be the worst. It will just go to the worst thing.
Right.
If people want to find out more information about this and about what you do, where can they go? Can they get info?
Collaborationschool.com.
Collaborationschool.com. All right, check it out.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I've got a lot of free videos and stuff.
Cool. I like that. All right. Well, we'll wrap things up here coming up next. This has been a very enlightening visit, and maybe we'll talk about Side Hustle again.
Maybe we
because you guys
will.
Have a pretty big night coming up tonight for Toys for Tots.
We do indeed.
Okay, we'll chat more with Kirsten Lund, our interesting Islander, next.
Imagine a world with better treatments for diseases like cancer, diabetes, or multiple sclerosis. At BioVectra, we're making that vision a reality. As a leading Canadian biopharmaceutical manufacturer,
industry's best warranty. See for yourself why your award-winning drive starts with a Mitsubishi Outlander. Visit your local Mitsubishi dealer today.
Oh, it's a mainly sunny day, and we've got so much to be joyful for. Winds gusting to 50 near noon and a high of 9. Tonight, chance of showers, wind continuing, and 12 degrees when we wake up tomorrow. And showers and wind tomorrow. High of 14, a special weather statement, because we are expecting heavy rainfall and strong winds Saturday night. Right now, it is 1 degree in Charlottetown, 1 degree in Summerside for Ocean 100.
And of course, our 37th Toys for Tots campaign has officially kicked off. You can drop off a new unwrapped toy at any one of the Vogue optical locations on the island, Alberton, Summerside, the two in Charlottetown, and Montague, or send an e-transfer, Toys for Tots at ocean100.com. Big thanks to Global Pet Foods, Vogue Optical, and Tim Hortons for helping us out again this year. And the gals from Side Hustle tonight will be helping out Toys for Tots. We will chat more about that next with Kirsten Lund in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmac Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And we're going to say hi to Gary Smith this morning because he is our latest qualifier with the Fly Away with Porter contest.
Hello, Gary.
Congratulations, sir. You're one step closer to getting two tickets anywhere Porter flies in Canada. And have a great day, too. Thank you very much for listening to Ocean 100. We've had a lot of fun in here. You know, sometimes the chats off mic are equally as fun as on mic when it comes to Interesting Islander Day. Kirsten Lund is here. Extensive background. We have learned so much about you today. But I'm interested in the side hustle aspect for tonight because there's a big show coming up at the Guild. What can folks expect? I mean, we've already kind of touched on it, but what exactly... this is... Scott, careful. What exactly happens at a side hustle show?
So, it's improv, so right. We don't really know what happens. However, if anyone's watched Whose Line Is It Anyway, We do short form improv, so they're going to see some games.
Yeah.
So we know the games, but we don't necessarily know the prompts. Jill is our host, and she's been doing that for about a year now, and it's been awesome. So we don't actually even know what the lineup is, and Jill will get lots of suggestions from the audience, and then we'll incorporate them into whatever the heck we do.
Okay, all right.
Can I just say this? So by the time the show comes tonight, I know the outline. I know what the goal is, the overview of the games. None of the cast knows which games they're going to be cast in. And then I chat with the audience for the kind of input, the inspiration for each game. So it's kind of organized chaos is what it is.
So really the only person who has to really prepare anything is you.
Pretty much.
Everybody else just kind of shows up.
That's right.
How's your back? You're carrying the show, man.
Anyway, I just have the loose plan, and then the magic happens.
Okay, so tell me all the members of Side Hustle, so we can shout them out. I think they're all listening right now too.
They're all listening. Doris McPhee has been commenting in our group chat about my earlier comments.
People have expectations now from Doris for tonight, I'm thinking.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Nancy McClure, who we talked about because her birthday is today.
Wow.
Monica Rayfuse and Sarah Brown and Jill and I.
Amazing. All right. What times it start? Where can they get tickets?
7:30 at the Guild. And they can get tickets. They can go to the Guild's website or they can go to the box office.
All right.
I think there's about 40 tickets left, maybe. We'd love to sell them.
Yeah, they'll be gone now, just based on what people are expecting from Doris now. I think they're gone. All right. Kirsten, thanks so much for coming in today. You are an absolute delight. Thanks for being here.
It was fun.
And thanks for keeping Jill on the rails.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Lots of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Ready for your next big adventure? With multiple flights departing daily, YYG connects islanders to the farthest corners of the world in the most